Paula Vanaka. This is Dateline Pacific Radio New Zealand International's look at current affairs in the region. I'm Johnny Blades. In this edition, questions over what New Zealand has achieved as chair of the Pacific Islands Forum, efforts to find alternatives to diesel fuel in the Pacific, an American Samoa judge says social problems caused by alcohol are a public health issue, the Marshall's film set to headline the New York Film Festival, and 14 Pacific Island students are awarded scholarships by the EU. A Marshall Islands filmmaker says he is thrilled to have his latest Marshallese language feature film chosen to be screened at the New York-based Moondance International Film Festival. Jack Niedenthal and his co-producer, Suzanne Chitaro, who created The Sound of Crickets at Night, have also been honoured with a Moondance Atlantis Award for Foreign Feature Films. Mr. Niedenthal told Beverly C it is the first time a film from the Marshall Islands has been selected for the festival, which will be held next month.
We were thrilled to have something that was created in the middle of the Pacific on these tiny little islands, having it going all the way to New York City and being there and an opening show for the film festival is really quite an honor. We were all jumping for joy and quite surprised. It was a really unexpected but nice feeling.
What do you hope the viewers will get out of this film?
Well, as I've explained before, this is a film about the people of Bikini, and it's really important for us, as you know, my wife and my kids are Bikinians. We just want the rest of the world to know about this story, what happened out here. It's really an important reality check for the rest of the world so they can understand what the result of using nuclear weapons is and what can happen to a group of people. The film is very poetic. It's not something that goes on and on in a tirade about what the United States did. In fact, it's hardly even mentioned. You just see people living their daily lives, what it's like, what they're going through, what they think about. So it's not a big diatribe against the United States. It's just very simple, plain living like we do here in the islands. And I think that's what's going to touch people, I think.
Now, I understand you've been honoured with a Moondance Atlantis Award for foreign feature films. What does that mean?
Well, they have different categories for awards, and it's nice to get that award because this film festival actually does take a lot of international films. I think there's 20 to 30 countries represented. So it is an award for excellence in filmmaking and foreign filmmaking, which is quite a kick to be able to get something like that. And the idea that we do things on such a low budget here and that everybody volunteers for things and we really have to struggle to put these films together from our own pockets, it's very gratifying to see the film appear in this festival.
What do you think getting accepted into Moondance and receiving this award will do for your future films?
It's actually quite exciting to have a film show in New York like this because what I think it does for us is opens a lot of doors. It provides us with a lot of motivation to make the next film. I've already started writing our next story, and it's going to be a pretty neat film. I'd like to incorporate things about climate change in a very creative way because that's something that affects the Marshall Islands.
Jack Niedenthal says the film will premiere in Majuro on September the 7th, a week before the festival in New York.